he has to pay. So that means he's only nemorah mistanya with the shvuyah. That's what chiyuv shvuyah by definition means. Chiyuv shvuyah by definition means he's the baldogo, he's only nemorah. Who is chayav shvuyah? Which was explained in the halacha of an outside person taking the shvuyah. The Mishnah had that procedure. Somebody testifies, takes the shvuyah. And maybe in the Torah, so either he has the monies without the shvuyah, and if he doesn't have the monies, so the fact that he swears will not give him any more credibility. So where is shvuyah? Where is the monies of the shvuyah? We got the baldog. And in the mitzvahs, the shemei, or let's say kimahaku, where there is a hagod of the nidecho. So in other words, shvuyah by definition means that the baldog is only nemon if he collaborates. He's tied by taking an oath. Otherwise, he's not nemon. So maybe it's not shy to say with the nige should be nemon. Because what's the aloha of nige? That the baldobo has nemones on his tied. But if there is a chiyuv shvuyah, so that means that he has no nemones without shvuyah. So it's not shy to say nige. That's the heads there in the nigashi. So the rabbi boy, who is chelik and the Rinigash. So he also agrees with the Rinigash that insofar as the nemones of time is concerned, so the Gadish Shvuyah is not shayach to say he is nemon without the Shvuyah, because that's the essential, that's the essence of Chiyuv Shvuyah. The Baldogo is nemon only if he swears, if he takes an oath. If he doesn't swear, the Baldogo has no nemones. I mean, it makes us, has no nemones. If he doesn't swear. Because that's the Kedas HaKotzer. He only has the monies. Al-Bishwot. So why does Rabbi Goyen say that we do say Nidol HaKedem Shweh? The answer is, there is another principle of Yichoch. And even though Meshe Ba'arei are not Nemon, so Meshe Ba'arei, so according to Rabbi Goyen, what it means, Meshe Ba'arei are not Nemon with the Rasetis. Let's say, if Meshe Ba'arei would be 280 Mamdush, so, which is no good. They are crazy. But if Meshe Ba'arei will be signed on the Shtar, so it's not the middle of the Shtar, it's a middle of the It's not the middle of the Shtar. Shtar is the way, just the Choches. The Choches that does not endow it with the legal effect of Shtar. But in the Chaname, if Meshe Ba'arei will come to Belgium and will say, Ruben borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, and Shimon denies it. So Bez became correct from Shimon, because Bez knows on the basis of the Chochah, of the extraneous Chochah, not on the basis. So Mele, there are two principles of Nidhi. One principle of Nidhi is the Nemones of time. Insofar as this Nemones of time about the way is concerned, it doesn't apply to Shvuyah, because Shvuyah by definition means the Baldobo has no Nemones without the Shvuyah. But then, Rabbi Goyen says, we do say Nidhi like to learn Shvuyah. Not on the basis of Nemones of time of the law, but on the basis of Yichoch. Now, if it's in Migad Hose, so if it is Misad Yichoch, so then if it's in Migad Hose, so it's no Yichoch. Yichoch means a psychological evidence. In other words, we say this person at this time is very honest. He's not trying to lie, because if he had been motivated by a desire to lie, he had such a wonderful opportunity to present another one. So, by Medwamamuli, if the other lie doesn't require a lot of guts and chutzpah, but if the other lie it requires a lot of chutzpah, and the person, even if he's a liar, is psychologically inhibited in saying a lie that the other fellow is makabi shikre, so what kind of a choche do we have? We don't have a choche. But, regarding money, so there is a principle of nidhi mitzad nemones of time of baldogo. Now, in the baldogo, if the Baldobo has the monies and the potential target, so then he has credibility, is Nemon as the Baldobo and the actual target. So without recourse to Yehoshua. So even if it's Nigel Hose, that's why the More in Vasra da Fonvog applies the principle of Nigel regarding Nigel Hose. Mashaikim da Bishmuye, we do not say Nigel Hose. So anyway, so this is the Mokeh of the Shike, that we say that we do not say Midrash to Mishnah. And even the Rishonim who are chilek and the Midrash, and Hussein that we do say Migel Achtura Mishwe, but they still make a distinction between Migel Achtura Momeine and Migel Achtura Mishwe. Migel Achtura Momeine we say even Migel Dehoze, Achtura Momeine, and Achtura Mishwe we only say Migel Dehine Dehoze, but Migel Dehoze now. Right now. So, Rashi, so we have to say, like the Hei Yeshua, that Rashi, when Rashi explains, when Rashi explains, the Rabbi Zvi Yaakov has the Mishvabei Porter. So it does mean Mige, but it means that Akonis Chachomim. Why not Mige? Because Rashi agrees with the Shita of the Rebigash that Migel Achtur Mishvuye is what I'm doing. All right, that's Rashi. So now the other things. Elo hoche bide rabbi komit. Elo hoche bide rabbi komit. Pire di kontres. Le elo bite amikot. U di kashelo hoi nishboi mal tanes kot. Hanu milo bi bobi tanes atzi. Aro bi bobi tanes obi tanes shuvai. Vichi teime mai taime. Di rabbonon di svora leima al di sabre da bi bobi tanes obi lesbi mamoshe. Elo bide rabbi komit. ונראה, ומשום, ביקור להתאנס עצמי דוח כלעמידי בלתי הניקות. אבל כושב, דהיקרא תירו צחוס המעשי, ואין לי להגיד כמה הם המיתון. So how does Rashi explain the Gemara? Rashi explains the Gemara that the Gemara is saying that Rebbeza ben Yaakov and the Chachomim have reference to the case of the Anikot. But then you ask, so how can Rebbeza ben Yaakov say that it's Chayav Yishuv in the case of the Anikot? But in Ishboin al Tanis Kotin, so as he says, when do we say Ishboin al Tanis Kotin? Only when the Kotin is telling on the basis of his own experience, of his own observation. Let's say the Kotin will say to a God, now I lent you 3 months ago, $1,000, sometimes a Kotin can also lend $1,000. So he said, the Kotin says to the God, I lent you 3 months ago $1,000, and the God says, you lent me $500, not $1,000. So then, this little bit of mikzas is not Chayav Yishuv, because the timing of the Kotin is based upon his own observation. He lent him, he knows. Mashen came in the case. Where is Bobby Tanisovi? When he says, Mono of Yehobiot, the Achalti Pras, I borrowed from your father, $1,000 and $500 I paid. So and here he doesn't say monolog yichobiyodi. No, it's the other way around. Mono, in other words, the one who says Mono Vichobiyodi, so Ruben is a God. And Ruben says to Shimon that Mono Vichobiyodi, that I, so Ruben who is a God, says that I borrowed from your father $1,000. $500 I returned. Where how the price? And one, what does she? Reuven says to Shimon. So Shimon is the God. And Reuven says to Shimon, Monolog Vichobiyodi, I borrowed. Reuven the God says to Shimon Lekopu, Mono lo bicho biyodi, I borrowed from your father $1,000 and I paid $500. And what does Shimon say? Shimon says, I heard from my father, before my father passed away, I heard that you didn't pay up a penny. So in other words, so he's Steiner. Shimon Steiner, Shimon the Cotton Steiner, is not based upon his own observation, but he just repeats. It's hearsay. In other words, he repeats what he heard. Shimon the Cotton repeats what he heard from his father. So in such a case, Rashi Shiti is that it's Nishboi Nogazo. It's Nishboi Nogazo. I mean, that's Rashi. So, the Avokoshi, the Ika Atiut, Chosom Nase, the Eid Vagil Kamen, the Matinon, Nosmi Kishukotin, the Tobi Kishugoto, Achite Filo and Sino Shopping Regardless, the Adin, the Maikro, Mai, Nosmi Kishugoto, the Tobi Kishukotin, the Heinrich Nation, Nosmi Lobby, the Tobi Regardless. So, in other words, so cases is Israel and Rashi. Rashi makes a distinction between a timeless cotton that is based upon his own observation and his own experience, and a timeless cotton that is based upon hearsay, what the cotton says. He heard from the father, Teisa says, no, there is no difference. So where is Rashi explaining the Gemara? The Gemara is saying the text that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and the Chachamim have referenced to the case of the Anikotin, and even though in Ishboita Tainus Kotin, that's only when the Tainus Kotin is based upon the Kotin's observation. But if the Tainus Kotin is hearsay and it's based upon his father's observation, so then it's Ishboita Tainus Kotin. Teisa Shiti is, no, in Ishboita Tainus Kotin doesn't make any difference whether it's based upon the Kotin's observation or it's based upon the Kotin's father's observation. So what's the pshat in the Gemara? So the Gemara is not saying that the Rebbe Yaakov and the Chachomim have reference to the case of Tainus Kotin. But when Ilam Bigodu Maya, El Loi Tainu Nikol Tainus Hatzmei Mishinu Nes Hatzmei El Bi Rabbi Kompleke Lugabon Nisavu Nemeis Tainus Hatzmei Veoche Komar Rebbe Yaakov Pom Shodem Nishba Al Masha Kemachshin Tainus Hatzmei Avu Bidi Nemeis Tainus Achelimi. Save Shwe Zayoni, the family is going to cotton and follow the Wotanizoni, the Rabbez and Yakovi, Hali cotton, Namel Abdakke, Elogoto, we call away cotton, we should have the unit of the cotton, killing for a shop. Uksaskashi, I will actually wish me a massis in Dorsum, which marks our up, by each night to put in the marks on Mishne. Anyway, we have a machlekin between Rashi and Jesus. So according to Rashi, the whole Allah of the point of Tanis cotton is only when the Tanis cotton is based upon the cotton's experience. The cotton's observation. But if the cotton is born out of the timeless of it, and the cotton is hearsay, he is staying in the name of his father. So mainly the basic time is the father's time. The father is a god. So mainly the Xerosakosu for Finnish boy of Tainus Kotin does not apply. If the aloha of Finnish boy of Tainus Kotin had been based upon the fact, upon his story, that the cotton has no credibility, then there wouldn't be any difference in the cotton to Rashi, whether the Tainus Kotin is based upon the cotton's own observation or it's based upon the observation of the father. The cotton has no credibility, he's not Nemor. So why should we trust him? He said he heard the father told him before he died. How do we know that the father told him? Maybe the cotton is lying. So that goes without saying that if he's a cotton who he already has been tears das, even though Al-Bidin, his das is no das, so as far as credibility is concerned, so he could cotton also has pneumonis. Bitter bottle. Whether a cotton has pneumonis in Dachman Bisun, a cotton that is chochet Yishni das das, whether he has pneumonis in Dachman Bisun is a machlike between the Rajbo and the Rob. But here, in regard to pneumonis of Tainus of Baldobo, so if the cotton has been tears das, he's 12 years old, he's very intelligent, and so he certainly has credibility, he has pneumonis as a Baldobo. But there is a Xerosakosu of a Nishboi no Tainus Kotin. So according to Rashi, this Xerosakosu only applies to the Teile that is based upon the Kotten's own observation. But if the Kotten's Teile is based, the Kotten is only saying, it's hearsay, he is only repeating the Teile of his father, so insofar as credibility of the Kotten, so if the Kotten has credibility, so once we say the Kotten is Nemon, so then it should be considered as if the father had been alive and he would say his Teile before Bezin. So Mele, the Aloha of the Mishboim Altanis Kotten has no application. And they say, she can no, there is a Sakosu. In Mishboim Altanis Kotten, even if the Kotten's Teile itself is based upon the alleged observation or experience of the father. Alright, that's one of the cases. But then, there is another, Tetzin doesn't discuss it. The Balamoye also explains like Rashi, this Gemara. Gemara here, Gemara Shwez, Gemara Gittin. In all the three sectors, the same Gemara. So, the Balamoye agrees with Rashi, not in regard to the legal after the Shwez, that he doesn't agree. But in regard to that cotton, that whether it's cotton or God, whether it's cotton or God, so the Balamoya agrees with Rashi that when Gemara says that Bibor with Tanis of Eve, so it means that the cotton or the God, the son, Shimon, the son, says, my father told me before he passed away. So that's considered the Taile according to Rashi and according to Balamoya. The Ramban in Urchamis in Gittin, that's the reason as to why I told you to go over Gemara in Gittin there, with the Ramban in Urchamis in Chedushin. So the Ramban in Urchamis and in Chedushin in Gittin and this Sugye, so he is massacred of Balamoya. And he says, in the case, how can Balamoya apply this Gemara say, my cotton God, and the Vamai Kono with cotton, the Kabimila Dog with cotton. So, in other words, a Tainas Haben that is based upon the alleged Taini of the father, then it's not in the Tainas Bore. It's not in the Tainas Bore, and he mentions a Gemara in Volbasa. In other words, what Ramban says is very simple. In other words, there is limones of time of Godot. Now, in this case, where Rubin says to Shimon, Mono lo vichom yod. Let's say Shimon is a God. We don't have to discuss that child in Achlikas Rashan Jesus. Shimon is a God. When Rubin says to Shimon, Mono lo vichom yod, vachalte pras, I bowed from you, Shimon's father, let's say Yaakov, or Shimon's father. So Reuben says to Shimon, I borrowed from your father Yaakov $1,000, and $500 I already paid out, and the other $500 I owe you. And then he would say, and then Shimon says, no, my father told me before he passed away that he didn't pay up a penny to him. So then it would be considered the time is born. It would be considered the time is born. Why? Because the mnemonics of time is born only applies to Baldor. Of course, Shimon is Baldor. But Shimon himself doesn't know. According to Rashi and Balamoya, Shimon, all that Shimon says, I heard from my father. The father is dead. So the Mele, who is the Baldor? Who is the Baldor? The Baldor is Shimon. As far as Shimon is concerned, it's hearsay. Does Shimon know whether the father told him the truth or the father didn't tell him the truth? Of course. He's a good son and he has great confidence in the father. But how to be? So, it cannot be considered. Shimon is the Baldor. And Shimon himself, he's saying Tani Shemo, he doesn't know anything. He believes his father. But the father is not a thing. He's not a Baldor. So, in Mele, it's like Shimon saying, I really don't know whether you paid that $500 or not, but somebody else, a good friend of mine, whom I have the greatest confidence, he was present, and he told me that he was with my father My father was sick in bed, and a good friend of mine was with my father all the time, and he didn't see you. Paid that $500. Would it be considered a finest boy just because Shimon says a good friend of his told him that he was with Shimon's father with Yaakov near his bedside? So and he saw that Reuben never paid that a penny of the hay. He has been there, let's say, he borrowed $1,000, let's say, a week before the Ptire of Yaakov, of Shimon's father, and he has been at the bedside of Yaakov all the days, from the time of the Alvoye till his Ptire. So, suppose that friend would come and say that. Would it be Nehemoth? There is no tire. He's a Nehemoth. As an aid, so he's a Nehemoth. And as a Baldovo, he's not a Baldovo. So here too, if Shimon says, I heard from my father, so whom are we minding? The father is not the Baldovo, the father. He was a Baldovo, but he's not a Baldovo now. So why should he be considered as a tiny boy? So how can the brother be Yaakov be Michalim in Yishmure? There is no tiny boy. There has to be a tiny boy. Here, the son doesn't know a thing. What does he know? He knows what the father told him. But the father is not there. The father is not there. So in Melech, the Rambam explains this Gemara, not like Rashi. And it seems, Tesis doesn't discuss, what does it mean, Bibobi Tani Sobi? Whether it means Bobi Tani Sobi, that the son says he heard from his father, or he himself observed. So the Rambam says that Bikotno Godu Habobi Tani Sobi means that Shimon says, Reuben says to Shimon, Monu Avicho B'Yodi, I borrowed from your father Yaakov a month before Yaakov passed away $1,000, and then I paid him only 2 days before his Tire, I paid your father Yaakov, I paid him $500. And then Shimon says, what Shimon says to Reuben, I was present if just half an hour before my father passed away, and I heard myself how you admitted half an hour before my father passed away, you were made it to my father that you didn't pay up a penny as yet, but you are going to pay it up. This is what it means. Ben Habobi Tanisov. Not that Ben says he heard from his father. If the Ben says he heard from his father, there is no time. There is only time Shemo. There is only time Shemo. It's only time Shemo. Even though the Kotni himself has credibility, the Godel, the son himself has credibility. But he himself doesn't say anything. He didn't observe anything. He just mentions what a third party said. That third party, the father is now a third party. He's not a Moldova. Whom can we be minding? But Ben Habobi Tani Sobi, the Rambam says, means that the son says, I was present at my father's bed half an hour before my father passed away, and I heard you admitting you were there, and you admitted you were made it to my father. I borrowed $1,000, I'll repay it up, even though I still didn't pay a penny of it. That's not his fault. But if he just says, my father told me, then it's no Tanis boy, so there's no Tanis Shemo. How can there be Shmui if there is no Tanis boy? No Tanis boy. Now, and the Rambam mentions now, so maybe Shita of the Ramoya is, of course, if a third party just says, if the Baldogo will say something in the name of a third party stranger, of course, if there is no mnemonis of time about them. No mnemonis of time about them. In other words, if, let's say, the Baldova, Reuben will say to Shimon that I lent you a year ago $1,000, and you didn't pay up the penny. And then Shimon will say, I really don't know whether I paid up or I didn't pay up, because I was very sick. So I forgot everything. But I have a very good friend in whom I have the greatest confidence, Levi. And Levi tells me that I paid it up. Before I became sick, I paid up the whole debt. I paid up the whole debt. So then, now let's say, according to Mandoma, that Bori Bishemo is Bori Rotim. So in this case, we don't have to pay. We don't have to pay. And we wouldn't say at all, he's not paying Shemo, he's staying Bori, because he has the greatest confidence in Levi, and Levi saw that he paid. The answer is, who is Levi? Levi is a third party. So even the Baboya will agree in such a case, he's not considered as a pious boy, just if it's hearsay. But because in that case, so it's hearsay in the name of someone who is a complete stranger, who is not a Baboya. Mashenki in this case, it's hearsay in the name of the father. The father in his lifetime, he was the Baboya. And now the son is the Baboya. So since it's hearsay in the name of someone who was a Baboya, so then it's considered that he's born. That's what you could say. So the Ramban mentions in the Morim Basra that the hearsay time by Baboya is not considered as a time is Baboya, even if it's the hearsay is in the name, even if the source of the hearsay Tanya is also about that he mentions in the Morin Bogas. The Mishnah. Now the Zeb bin Emon is not relevant to us. In other words, let's say they are two brothers, there is Ruben and there is Shimon. And then somebody, Levi comes, he shows up. And then Shimon says about Levi, he's also a brother. And he has been with Nesayam for a number of years, but he is a brother. And then there is a Yerusha that descended to them from their father, Yerusha. So let's say they are three sons. The father left three sons. Now, of course, if Levi didn't show up, so then Reuben would take a son in the hand, and Shimon would take a son in the hand. Now Levi showed up, and Shimon testifies. Shimon says, Levi is a brother. And Reuben says, I don't know. So, the halacha is inimem. In other words, v'yitei ime dechel. In other words, so Shimon has the money. He does for me, can you know? At his expense, he has the money. Shimon says that Levi is a brother. So in other words, at his expense, he has the money. But he has no nemones to be mechayev to cause a detriment to Reuben. Reuben is not made it.
Tzedek Aleph from Ksuvos, Yud Chos Sivan Hei Tov Shin Mem Beis, Wednesday, June
10th, 1982. Now, so the Gemara asks the Kasha, why would you wish to say, maybe I'm a Yerushua, they may have been one of the people who are called to Pras, Shimonel. So then the Gemara started is that the Mishnah couldn't say, maybe I'm a Yerushua, they may have been one of the people who are called to Pras. Because according to the Rabbanon, so they say Meshiva Veide, so he's potter of Yishvui, even in the case where he's stated. I will come out, come with me, the Rabbanon of Yishvui. We are not sure, okay, we have none. We can have one of the Rabbanon is a name of Mitzas Meshiva Veide. We can be sure it's one of the Yodach of Yodcho. In the Rabbanon of Yishvui, we are potter of Yishvui, Meshiva Veide. Umay Ashmin, Ashmin and Rabbi Yishvui, Abin Shir Shochu, that we share Shochu with one of Mamanem. So what is this Hashem she does it? That Rabbi Yeshua is only made the Aloha of Rige in case where there is no Kriya. But in case where there is a Kriya, then Rabbi Yeshua is not made. Then Rabbi Yeshua is not made. Now, so Mele, the Mishnah couldn't say that Rabbi Yeshua didn't have the Aloha of Rige and the Aloha of Rige. Because if Rabbi Yeshua agrees with Rabbi Yeshua, so then even in case where there is a Kriya, so he is never, and he doesn't have to make a Shua. And if he agrees with Rabbi Rabbi Yaakov, so then, according to Rabbi Rabbi Yaakov, he is highly shvue, even if there is no truth. Even if there is no truth. So, we have read, so, we are with Rabbi Yaakov, Kiloita Noenam, or not shvue. So, in Mele, the Mishnah could not say, he made Rabbi Yeshua, that in the case where there is no truth, so there, he is never a Rebbe, because according to the Rabbanon, so even if he agrees with the Rabbanon, so even in the case where there is a Kriya, so he's never. And according to the Yatar, so the Mele, he wouldn't be Nemon even if there is no. So then the Gemara is Miforesh. Then the Tarat of Gemara. Then the Gemara is Miforesh. The machlekes between Rabbi and Yaakov Rabbi. So then, the Gemara says, "Ask the Kasha." The Rabbi is the last one. Mishmati the Potter and Ashuye. Bitniyo, what the count of the Rabbanoni? The Misachas Hitna makes him see a relief from the Tikkanelon. The Hitni the Chayim, the Kayim, the Nam Yechai and Mishuye. Harei the Chomel Shibati will do a Mizubachai. So let's see the cases. The Rabbi and Yaakov Rabbi and Mishmati the Potter. Pure the Kuntres. Hatnan, the Mitzvah in Zion, in Mishpam, the Tikkun Eko. These were in the Dallas of the head. In other words, the Rebbe of Yaakov at Mishpam, they put there, but Hatnan, the Mitzvah in Zion, in Mishpam, the Tikkun Eko. They need a lot of Mitzvah. So Texas rejects Rashi's Pshat. And Rashi's Pshat says, I mean, even though Rashi explains the Gemara even in the regular verse, but Texas rejects it. Why? The Mishma Abed, the Potam and Raitse, the Tamige, the Lord Mishma Yimishi, and the Polich, the Chilves by me. So there is a machleke between Rashi and Tesis. When the Gemara and the Kashi, the Rebbe Zabu Yaakov, less by Mishma Abed, and that Kashi is here in Subes, the Gemara mentions here in Subes, the Gemara mentions that he did Dabu Nalev, and Mishma Dabu Reis. The same Kashi. So, according to Rashi, you know these places, Rashi explains, Rabbi Yaakov says no, we cannot explain that way in our discussion. Because according to that Pshat, so the whole halacha that the Mishma Beide is put there from Yeshua is in the Rabbah, the Tikkun Eilo. But it's bigger, meaning that there is. So the Neila takes it. The case is explained. haben ihn nicht mehr. Wir wissen, wir haben mit dem Jakob, am nächsten Zier, die Dörmer auf ihn trock, weil ich ihm die Schande, Jakob, ich gehe zum Wasserlein, der muss der Polizei was wissen, ich gehe mein Kohl, der Jakob, das ist auf jeden Fall, der will noch ein anderer Wasserlein. Er war mit Kea, mit der Polizei, die Polizei. Now, the question arises against Rashi. How can Rashi explain the Gemara that the members of the Yaakov was the Mishra being Potter? The Gemara means, after all, he should be Potter because of the tax policy from the Elo. But why does imply with the Raise he is higher? But why should the higher with the Raise is where? There's a lot of Mige. No one rejects the concept of Mige. So the three of Yeshua in Yitin, he explains Rashi Shite. And he explains it that way because there is no other way of explaining Rashi Shite. Because that Rashi agrees with the Shite of the Rabbi Yisit in Midrash. There's the Shite of Rabbi Yisit in Midrash, and the Rambam also passes like that. That we do not say Midel after Mishra. We do not say Midel after Mishra. We do not say Midel after Mishra. Now, So that's the sheet of Rabbi Yitzchak Midrash. Now, I asked you to go over the Sugi Mishuris, because that's the mocha for the Yitzchak Midrash Shite, that Midrash Haftorah Mishuris Amun. Now, the question arises, if we do not say Midrash Haftorah Mishuris, so how does So how does the Midrash explain the Gemara in Bavitzia Dav Gimel? The Gemara in Bavitzia means this Gemara is mentioned here too, and in the same Gemara. It's the Mahon Rotero Vedo Mitzvah Satay in Yishma. So what's the Pshat? In other words, a Vedo Mitzvah should be part of Mishra. Because if Rubin says to Shimon, you owe me $1,000. And Shimon says, no, I owe you only $500. So Shimon has to take his word. But Shimon had the alternative to say, I don't owe you a penny. Then he would have been a giver half. He wouldn't take this way. So now that he was made, that he owes him 500, so he should be never, and the other 500, because of the negate. That's Rabbi's cash. The now more dear of him is a tiny Yishba, has okay, never made his phone up. This neighbor hate. This neighbor hate. So if we say that we say Midel after Mishwe, then we can understand Rabbi's Kash. Gemara, not the only Mishwe, Tani Nishba, but that the Midel Mikzas should be Nemon without Mishwe because of the Midel he would have been a Gibrat. So Rabbi says, no. He doesn't have the Midel because it requires a lot of guts, a lot of audacity, of chutzpah to be a Gibrat. So in any way, a person is psychologically inhibited in becoming a Gibrat. Even if he's alive, he's still psychologically inhibited in being a Gibrat. Because it requires a lot of audacity. So in any way, there is no need. But according to the Midrash, that we do not say Midrash after Mishwe, so what's Rabbi's Kash? So Gesheni says, Gesheni comes out, that according to the Midrash, the Kashi of Rabbi is the Alm, is the Maum, what the only Satan in Mishba, and Kibrahako now. Let Kibrahako also be Chayyish. In other words, I mean, what kind of a Kashi is it? It's a Gzorzakosa. No, but it's not a Gzorzakosa like for Adumi. So in other words, Rabbi is telling us the Tam of that Gzorzakosa. Of course, we have a Gzorzakosa of Ki Huzeh. That maybe the mikzas is higher in Shmuel, Kibrahaku is for. But it's not Gzorzakosu like for Adonai. So it has a sword. That Gzorzakosu is based upon his sword. So Rabbi asks, Nibimao, but they all made the mikzas a tie. That they made the mikzas is higher in Shmuel. And Kibrahaku is not higher. Why does the Torah distinguish between Kibrahaku and maybe mikzas? Chazok in Adonai is for Adonai. So in other words, a Kippur Hakol is Nemon, because there is a Ktasi Choche, that he says the truth. He says the truth, because it requires unusual chutzpah to deny everything. A person sometimes when he's under pressure, so he feels compelled, psychologically, of course there is no head down, but he feels compelled to deny, but he's not going to deny it. So the male sees Shimon denies everything. Reuven says to Shimon, you owe me $1,000. He says, I don't owe you a penny. So there is a hochet that he's telling the truth, because in other ways for the hochet. So this is how the Rimigash explains Rabbi Shaya. Not with the Maum or the Omen is a tiny Mishba, and with the Mixa Shidinemon, with the Migi, it couldn't be the Gibraach. But the Maum or the Omen is a tiny Mishba, and Gibraach, now, why is there a distinction? Why does the Torah distinguish between Gibraach and the Mixa? So how did the Torah explain? There is this word in that distinction between Gibraach. Because Kifr Hakok has okay in the base for the time. Yeah. Now, so if we are going to say, as the Yeshua Yid said, that Rashi Shite is right, that the Migash, that Migal Akur and Shmuel we don't say, and that's why he explains the Gemara, the Rebbe of Yaakov, Wesley Meshiva Vede, so in other words, how can he say that? But with Rabbonim should put up Shmuel because of Tikkun Ha'ilo, but not with the highest issue before that, because we don't say Migla Kul Shwe. So then we have to say that Rashi explains the Gemara Skash, the Maum Vateyom Yustani Mishma, and Kifra Hakul not. Why is the Kifra Hakul distinguished from the Mikzas? But Rashi explicitly, Momitzie doesn't explain it that way. Rashi in Momitzie says, the Maum Vateyom, the Rehosh Vim Yustani Mishma, the Rehosh Vim Yustani we put facial recovery. So Rashi explains Rabbi Shaila the way everybody, all the other machine explains. If we mount what here is done in Yishba, a mix that should be Nemon. But other machine say should be Nemon because of the media. But he says, to the Hoshi is Yishba Bede, and Rashi says, Suvez and Shuez and in Gitti. So he says, Yishba Bede is put there only in Rabbanot. Then the question of why does Rabbi say with Imar on what table? Why does Rabbi say with Imar on what table? So we have to say now there is from Bam, I'm just mentioning it, and that has a new child. But one of the quotes of the Rambam is that Mitzvah Rabbonon can not include it in Yom Tayyak, since that the Gemara in Makkah says Tayyak Mitzvah's number of nations is Sinai, so that means there is. And his Masik al-Hadeles is why al-Hadeles mentions in the Amitzvahs, Mechanike, the Zedayim, so it's all there a lot. So the Rambam, in answering the Rambam's Asoge and al-Hadeles, so he says, so first of all he says that there is an idea in the Gemara Makkos, not Dorosh Shatzigoy, Shay Shneitz, Shreisha Samitzas, and Stavro, and Yisroel. The Sinai, the Nemo Nisha, the Sinai, as the Rambam said, Dorosh Nagmore, but Dorosh Shatzigoy, Shay Shneitz, Shreisha Samitzas, and Stavro, and Yisroel, period. Not Nemo Nisha, the Sinai. So then there is no cash. The Gemara doesn't say it. Shatzigoy doesn't say it, Nemo Nisha, the Sinai. So even the Rambam, it's Nemo. And then he says, when we call on it, I feel you in the Fian Yisroel. Because of them and Holination in Sinai, in Dogo Roche de Niflo, Lohoki de Holo Niut, Mitzvahs in the Breyer and Schleichta. Even if our Adelaide said out, Tayab Mitzvahs, Nemo Nation in Sinai, it's still not the goal in counting Mitzvah Rabbon, like the Han. Why? Hoechot, Mitzvah Shachachom in Niyagi, Zetom, Lohoki, Yom Shal de Breyer, Moshe Teo, the Hasso. It is the Derech of the Chachomim to say on what they are in respect to the Rabbah. Why? Because every Tachonis Chachomim becomes incorporated to the Teor Shabbal Peh. So Teor Shabbal Peh, in other words, if a person will learn, let's say, Beit, all of this happens Beit. Not all, but I mean, the bulk of the Sakas Beit revolves on the Rabbah, and Mukitze, and the Rabbah. The bulk of the Sakas Beit. Now, if somebody will learn Dini Mukitze, will he not be kind the mitzvah of Tamatom and Reiser? Of course he'll certainly be kind the mitzvah of Tamatom and Reiser. Why? Because because every Tachonis Chachomim becomes incorporated into the Torah Shebaal Peh. There is a Nisa, Dvorim Shebaal Peh, Atrasher Elimon Bechsav. Atrasher Elimon Bechsav. So, the reason is why, Rabbeinu HaKodesh did put a dividing is because of this Lassus HaVishem, Hefer Eter Lassero. Otherwise, it would be awesome. Now, suppose somebody will put writing the Rabbonos, so it also involved the Nisa of Dvorim Shebaal Peh, Atrasher Elimon Bechsav. So every Tachonis Chachonim, that's because of the power shift of Yatira Sheyerucho. So every Tachonis Chachonim, every Tachonim of Bez Nagodu, becomes incorporated into the Torah Shebaal Peh. Midrashim become incorporated into Tiro Shebaal Peh. So the Meile, the Rambam says, the derech of the Chachonim is to use the Roshni with Marom Roteiro, even in respect to the Rabbis. כל אחד משחקנים ניאגים זה תמיד לא בביליוני של דברי משה נראו חסקה כי כמו היא ראש שם דף בזיין בדימה הוא מותה או נסחומה לי לחג או מרק אבי שבורך הוא נסחומה לי מלפון על דרך כדי שנסבורך הוא לוחם שומי ואם הוא מלפון על דרך השון או מה הוא חייב לחיים לזה שיפייס או מרק אבי שבורך הוא ועדו לא ידוע בגמור ישן לנו את רבות אולי As far as Malchi is a chayim and sheikhiyas is concerned, so that Ramban is not difficult. But as far as Nishumay Bechad, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ma'om Rotero, Nishumay Bechad, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nishumay Mufonay Bechad, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Achem Shomi, so that is very difficult. So the Ramban spells it out that Nishuch HaMayim, and Sukes, is in the Ramban. It's not like that. Nishuch HaMayim, Gemara learns now from the Pesach, Gemara in Shabbos, that could give up, learn the Dao from the Pesach, because in Pinchos, in the Kabbonets, so, the time of Dilem Zira in here, Nema Vishayi, Vishayi Miskele, Vinema Vishishi in Sochel, Vinema Vishayi in Mishpoto, so you have the men of Vishayi on the second day of Sukkot, Miskele, the men at the end, and then Vishishi in Sochel, so you have the youth, and then Bishvili ki Mishpatom. So at the end of Mishpatom you have again men. So men do men. That's my, that's the remes. That's the remes. And it's the Raise. It's not spelled out explicitly in the Torah, but it's the Raise. Since when is Nisach HaMayim on Rabbah? So the Midrash says there is that Tashi again Ramah. Alright, that's not our Indian. But Adaruch and the Ramban says the derech shachachonim niyadim zeh tomid lehobi binyonim shal divrei moshe teiro lchaspa ki gein klimao moteiro nishomayim bechad v'adero yidu abu moshe davar. So just because this Ramban is difficult, alright, because, but the Ramban mentions in his sod declare that it's derech of chachonim to use the expression klimao moteiro in respect to Rabbanon, because every Rabbanon is a literal part of the Torah Shebaal Peh. So we can say it's Imam Potero, even though it's not Midrash. This is what Ramban says. Some Mele, too. So we can say that when Yeshua explains Rashi Shiti, that Rashi Shiti is like the Midrash. That Midrash after the Mishmue, we do not say. Midrash after the Mishmue, we do not say. But that's why the Rashi explains the Kashi Gimor here in Sudas Mishmue, he didn't. But there is a Tachonis Chachomim, a Mitzia Beinu Yishba, Bifnei Amitzi Mitzio Yishba, Bifnei Tikkun Eilo. So the question is, why is all to a Tachonis Chachomim? Midrash says, the answer is, Rashi agrees with the Shittah of the Midrash. But if he agrees with the Shittah of the Midrash, so why does Rabbi ask the question, the Mamo Tiyomim is a kind of Yishba? So, the Shem is saying that according to the Midrash, the Kashi by Rabbi is not if the Amal of Yomi is a kind of Yishba, that any Mitzah should be named on the Midi in the Rebbe in the Brach. But if the Amal of Yomi is a kind of Yishba, and the Brach and Ab, Yishba, so that's the reason. But Rashi, in the Mishnah, in Morsin, doesn't explain the Kashi, if the Amal of Yomi is a kind of Yishba. But Rashi says, we will choshvik Yishba, baby, we will put Rishu, we will put Rishu, and still, Rashi doesn't base it upon the concept of Yidya. So we have to say that it means the Tachonis Chachonim, and why does Rabbi use the Roshim in Amor Teiro? As the Ramban says, is the Derech Chachonim to say in Amor Teiro, even in respect to Rabbi. Alright, so this is the way we have to explain Rashi. Now, this halacha, that Midrash Torah Mishvuyah we do not say. So this the Rebbe Yashikeh and the Rambam. The Rambam also passes like that. In Perek Beis in the Chaseres, like the Rebbe Yash, that Midrash Torah Mishvuyah Le'amid. What is the Bokeh for this Avohet? That Midrash Torah Mishvuyah Le'amid. No, so it's Gemara Mishvuyah. Now, Midrash we only have Mishvah B'Nikta. So we have three Mishvuyah Mishvuyah Le'amid. That's all. Mit dem Bissatz ist nur, in der Hot ist du, in Schwitzer schon. In der Rolle. So mit dem Bissatz, in Frieden says to Shimon, you owe me $1,000. And Shimon says, I owe you only $500. So Shimon has to take his word. And if he doesn't, Besen will not force him to take his word. And the contrary. So we always work it, if he refuses to take his word. But then Besen tells him, you don't want to swear, you have to pay. You don't want to pay, you have to swear. You have to do one of these things. So that's what Chir Shvuyah means. Chir Shvuyah is not an easy thing, on the contrary. It's there is a Nidin Gaber in taking the Shvuyah. The Mishnah Shvuyah says that Besdin says to the Baladin, that mentions the Pasuk of Sow no more or show you way in respect to those who are ready to swear. Even though, I mean, he says that he's swearing the truth and I'll begin. He swears and he's caught up, but it's not the ideal thing to swear. I mean, what is his alternative? To pay. But of course, Besin doesn't force him to pay, but if he's a real tzaddik who acts with me, Mishur HaSadim, so then if he's a new mikzah, so he'll say, I'll pay, I don't want to swear. But there is a lot of Shvuyah. So Shvuyah is not a mitzvah. Shvuyah is a chiyuv money. In other words, swear, open. So that's one Shvuyah Brayis, Mili Mikzah. Another Shvuyah Brayis is Shvuyah Sidachot. If Reuven says to Shimon, you bow for me $1,000, and Shimon denies, I don't owe you a penny, and then Levi and Sidachot testifies that Shimon did bow from Reuven $1,000, but what Shimon says that the Sidachot is not telling the truth. So the halacha is that Shimon has to take his shvuyah if he doesn't want to pay. To contradict, to be matched to the Hagadah. The third shvuyah in the Raisa is in Shvuyah Hashom. If your main woman was Misa to Shimon to come, and then Shimon Soho, and then Shimon says, Nidnuva, Nerdo, Nidnuva, the Shimachira, and Shimon says, Nidnuva, Nerdo, so then, yes, this way. Is it yes, this way? So, if he's a Shema Soko and he says, Nen, so yes, this way. And if he doesn't, he has to pay. So, all these, they are only three Choyom Yishuwe the Raisa. And Mili Mitzah, Zidecho, Yishuwe Sashom. And in all these, the Choyom Yishuwe the Raisa, so it's a Nishba B'Mikta. In other words, if he has to swear in order to be potter. If he doesn't swear, he has to pay. But, the Chachomim Womisake, Tamoim Womisake, in certain cases, Yishvuyah of Mishvah B'Nikta. So the Mishnah Yishvuyah mentions a list of those who can only collect in the Yishvuyah. That's only Mirabot, because Mirabot there is no such thing as Mishvah B'Nikta. Only Mishvah B'Nikta. So the Mishnah, that Mendalev on the base Yishvuyah says, כל נשבוי נשב בתאירו, נשבוי בו נשאונו, ואירו נשבוי נמקלי. הסוך הבנים זו הנער באו משלנג יחוש לה שבוי לכם בנאות בקוסק. הסוך יקצה. So one of the נשבוי נמקלי is a worker. קצה, אומר לי תאים לסחור. שימן בורת פרובה. And then he claims compensation, the salary. תאים לסחור שיש לו יותר. Who are you נוסף? Reuven says, I already paid. And the worker says, Allah in the Tauti. So when Nishba B'Nikta, so the halacha is that the Sochi has to take his way, that he didn't get paid, and then he's named. Now, what is the halacha in the Raisa? The halacha in the Raisa is, if Shimon, the worker, says to Reuven, I worked for you a whole day, a whole week, and you have to pay me. And Shimon says, and Reuven says, I paid you. And Reuven says, I didn't pay you, so Midraise. Without the Hans Chachon of Mishba B'Nikta. So Midraise, we should say, the Balabais, Reuven, doesn't have to pay any penny because it's a Kibrach. He claims, Shimon, the worker, claims for him the salary, and Reuven is Kibrach. Then the Alochim is Reis. But here, the Chachomim were misakim, the more it points out, the Chachomim were misakim, that Shimon should be never knew in Ishwe. We never knew Ishwe. And we shouldn't say, well, Reuven, Balabais, the Kibrach. Why? Because Balabais told the Chayalot. Because many times, the Balabais is so preoccupied with his workers and the work, he is to supervise and ensure that the workers do their job. So in any way, he might sincerely make a mistake. So because of that, so Mashiachin, the worker, he is only preoccupied with one thing, getting paid. So he is less likely to make a mistake than the Balabais. So because of that, because of Balabais told the Pialo, so the Chachamim or Misake, that the worker should be never in the Shvuyeh and is a Nishvami. This is the Tarikah. Chad Yudah says, Achit Hei Shom Bitsa Sigoy, Keitzat, Omal Eten Lishoy, Chamishin Dina Shiesh Lo Dina Tcho, Viyu Eimei, His Kabal Dina Zo, that's 25 Dinri. One Dina Zo is 25 regular dinri. So then he's nishbavi. In other words, Rabbi says, inasmuch as Midr Ayis says, so in the case where the Sochir, the Minzi seller, and the Balabais says, I paid you, the Sochir says, no, I didn't get paid, so Midr Ayis says, the Balabais is the Kibrach. And he's Nemon, without him taking his wish, maybe the Chachomim is Midr Abonon, so he cannot be nishbavi. When can he be Nishbarimim to the Sochim? Midrabanon, only if it is the case where Midraise the Balabais is Chayish Shvuyeh. For example, the worker Shimon demands $50 for the work done by him. And the Balabais Rubin says, it's true that your work is worth $50, but $25 I already gave you. And I owe you only $25. And she says you didn't give me a penny. So then I'm in the right level. The Balabais wouldn't be put up just like this. He would have to swear. And if he wouldn't swear, he would have to pay. So in such a case, because the Balabais don't pay a lot, so the Shmuel was shifted from to the Zohar. Mashiachin was the Balabais of Kibarhako. So then, the Raisi, his name on him without it in his way, the Chachomi won't have to sacrifice the Chachomi. But we pass it, of course, like Panikami, like Rabbanon. So there is Halacha of Nishba B'nei Teir, even when he came to the Balabais, is a Gibrach. But actually, the Shvuyeh should have been imposed upon the Balabais. But because of the fact that Balabais told the fail off, so the Chachomi shifted the Shvuyeh to the Sochir and his Nishbavli. That's the din of the Nishbavli. Then the Gemara asks the Kashi, that Memhei Omid Beis. So the Gemara says, Omer Rav Nachman Omer Shmuel, Lo Yishon Omer Shu Sochir Beinim, Avo Sochir Shlo Beinim, Yidich Shei Yochal Leim Alei, Lo Yishchav Tichon Meilom, Yochal Leim Alei, Shchav Tichon, Sati Loch Shcholcho. So Rav Nachman in the name of Shmuel says that when does the Mishnah say that the Socher is Nishbav Neiteil? That is, in a case where Socher Bein, where the Balabais hired the worker in the presence of Eidim. So then, there is no, the Balabais is no need. Hashem gave the Balabais, we engage the worker, Shaloi Beidim, Shaloi Beidim, and then there is a litigation between the Balabais and the worker as to whether he paid him or not. The Balabais saying, I paid you. And the worker says, no, I didn't get paid. So in such a case, the worker cannot be a Nishbav Neiteil, but the Balabais is supposed to pay. Why? Because see, the Balabais says, I paid you already. And the Balabais says, he could have said, Luis Chavti Chomeilo. No way. I don't know you. So, and he didn't say, Luis Chavti Chomeilo.
and says, I did hire you, but I paid you, so he's never with me. That's what Anachron Mashmur says. Omer Rav Yitzchok Yashka. In other words, he complimented Rav Nachman and Mashmuel and Saloch. We came on Rav Nir. Mich war die Kolle von der Geschlocke, ich gedam und nicht habe ich aus der Geschosse, ich gedam und nicht habe ich aus der Geschosse. Ich bin an einem Rav Nashe, bei der Fried, und mir gab, wo ich schon nur die Sache meide. Aber so ich schon die Idee, die ich schon joche lehm, aber ich schaff dich von mir immer, joche lehm, aber ich schaff dich auch, und satt du noch so. Ich schaff du noch so. So der Ding ist Menschen bei Rav Nachman und Mashmuel, der Ding ist Menschen bei Rav Nashe, bei Zwieg und Marab. That when is the aloha that they work on Sochid is in the Meichel, only when it's Sochid Eidi, so the Balbayis is no Midi. But if it's Sochid Shalei Eidi, see the Balbayis is no Midi, so the Balbayis is no one, and nobody has to, and the Sochid cannot be Midi. Omar Omar, so, they all praise the memory of Omar Abnachim and Mashiach. Omar, Omar Bachomek, Kame, Omar Omar Bachomek, Kame Mali Hoshmai. So Omar Bachomek, crazy. Not only Rabbi Yitzchok praised it, Yashu, but Chomer Bachomer also said, "Kama Ma'ayah Shvat, how wonderful this halacha is. This halacha is." In other words, he approved of that. Omer Rabbeinu Maimon, you say, why are you so impressed with this halacha by Amar and Mashmuel? In case, if you say that in the case of Sochei Shalidei, Mikir Shiyoch Alimam, the Baal HaBayis can say, Mishchati Chomeyom, so he's never in the media. And he's saying, that's how he comes out of school for Shuas Hashom in the Chai Rachmon, he can Mishkach as well. The Torah says that if somebody is in a Zohar, and he stays in the answer, so then he swears, and he's never. But if he doesn't swear, he has to pay. But why should he swear? Let him be Nemon without a Shui of Nemson. Because after all, he could have said, when you sat off, you never turned over. Rubin says to Shimon, I turned over a behemoth to you. Where's the behemoth? So Shimon says, the behemoth died in the hands. So Shimon has to swear to be part. If he doesn't swear, he has to pay for the behemoth. So, but even if he doesn't swear, Shimon should be Nemon. Shimon should be Nemon. That meant so. Because he could have said, when you never turned over the Hina this year. Now that he's made it, it was turned over. But that he died in it. So, you should remember the Nige. You can show us a Shomon, the Chai Rachman, the Chai Shnapslo. We think she Yochalim on the Yidvor Meo. Yochalim, Yochalim Ma. So, the first Kashi was, that he could have said, you never turned it over. So you're holding an answer, so you should be never on the time of an answer. You shouldn't have to swear. So you know I didn't tell you it's on the first kashi, you have to play the Enochanam. So in other words, Chomer Bachomer says Enochanam, maybe the whole halacha that when Shema says an answer, he has to swear, otherwise he has to pay. So it's only if the behemoth was turned over to the Shema Bein. So then he has no media, say the Rebbe only one. Because they didn't testify it was turned over, Yishmiratim. So the Gemara the Kashi. Even if it's turned over the Eidim, he still has a Eidim. Mikich Shiyochalim Aleya, Tarzalti, Loch Yochalim Aleya. So he still could have said, I already returned the Eidim to you. So now that he's made it, that he didn't return, but he claims he died the Eidim, he is also Nemo. So Rabbi Bachomer said to him, Da'afi Tlai Bishtok. In other words, the Dino Chanam, if the ordinarily the Shema says then so he doesn't even have to swear. He's never in the media. He can media because of the entailing that he never became Shema, or even if he became Shema Baby, he could have been Kayan, he already returned to the Balabais, to the Master, the Baby. But when does the Torah say that if Shema says then so he has to swear, otherwise he has to pay, where he was Master Bishtak? So then Shtov Yom my boy. So he couldn't have time, he couldn't have detained that I returned with you. If you returned with you, so you should have surrendered the Shtav. How come that I, the Baal HaBayis, still had the Shtav in my possession? Alright. Now, all the shame, they passed that that if a Shemina says Nemso, he has to swear, even if the Pekodin was not Mishnah, even if it was not broken. So then the question arises. Then the question arises, but it should be Nemun, it should be Nigay, even if he doesn't swear. So the Rebbe says, the reason is to why. Rove certainly held, not like Rome Bachom. And because Rove said to Rome Bachom, my mouth is in Kishu, as I show me the Chayim Rachmoni Chavish Kachakoy, the Kishu Yachorim Amir Yidvom, the Yidvom Yachorim Amir Yidvom. So Rome Bachom gave me the Teretz, the priest Halochi Shu is a show me, can be visualized in connection with the case of Hafi Gavei, Mafi Yidvishta. But Rove didn't agree with that. And Rove assumed that even if it's not Hifki Bishta, even if it's not Hifki Deini, so still, a Shemeyer has to put the Shvui of Menzo, otherwise he has to pay. Why? So God himself should have asked himself the question, but why shouldn't the Nemon even get? The answer is, this is what God is saying to Rabbi Bachman. You are so impressed with Rav Nachman and Mashmur Zawahi, that when he's a Socher with the Meiteo, only in the case where the Anuay, but only in the case where the Arab, Mashiach, in the case where the Anuay, who can testify as to the Schirez, so the Kirshi Ocholim Ali Schati Chomeilo, Nemalima Schati Chol Tatlov Scholko, Tatlov Scholko, so in other words, you, this is how the Rimi Dashi Shwez explained in Mashiach. You Rome Bachom, you say Kamamayis or Shmaite, that means that in case of the Yudhi, we say Laftur and Mishwe, Monevsha, Bishwe, Melibu, Di, Rode. So then I have no cash, because I hold that Midl Aftur and Mishwe were on him. Midl Aftur and Mishwe were on him. And that's why a Shemeya Socha, if he stay in there, he has to swear. And he's not never within me, because he could have said, Lo Yidvom Meino, or Zalto, because Midl Aftur and Mishwe were on him. But you, Rome Bachman, you say Kamamari so Shmaitse, and you praise it so much. I don't disagree with Rav Nachman or Mashmuel Talochir, but I'm not so impressed with it. In other words, I also agree with Rav Nachman or Mashmuel Talochir, that when does the Mishnah say Yisochir and Yisochir naked? Only if they are Eidim Shesochir. But if there are no Eidim Shesochir, so the Dir Shiochlin or Yisachicho Meirom, then Alina, Sachicho Mesachu Asoch. So he's never only the Midi. So why do I say it? Because actually, this Midi, this Shvuye is Ishvuye Midrabanon. Ishvuye Midrabanon. So since this Shvuye is only Midrabanon, so Mele, we say, Midi, so Midi is effective, Laftura Mishvuye, since the whole Shvuye is only Midrabanon. Mashainkin Midraise, we say Midl Aftur and Mishwe Olam. So according to me, Rabbi, there is no kasha. Why does the Shema have to swear an answer? Let him be Nemon without a Shema. Because in the Nige he would have said Ladam or Herzal. Because Midl Aftur and Mishwe Olam. But I still agree with Shmuel's memory. With Shmuel's memory. That if it's Sochel, Shalom Be'edim, Yitich Shiyochalim Alein, Yishchafich Omeirom, since that Shmuel is only Rabbanon, so maybe we are making. But you say, so you shouldn't say Kamamayis or Shmaitse, so it's a Chiddush. You say Kamamayis or Shmaitse. In other words, it's not a special Chiddush in the Shvuah of Mishnah Beneikah, which is only the Rabbanon. But it is true on the basis of the general principle, because of Migel after the Shvuah. So you, Rome Bachome, you have the opinion, you have the Shite, that we, and as a general principle, we say Migel after the Shvuah. If it's a general principle, we say Migel after the Shvuah. So, how can we visualize Yeshua by Shemeya? He should be Nemo, Laftur and Yeshua. So Rav Nachman says in Echname, only in case where Yifki Mishta, otherwise not. But we don't pass like Rav Nachman there, we pass like Rove, so that means according to Rove, so generally speaking, there is no Mil Laftur and Yeshua. But Rove still agrees with Rav Nachman and Shmuel's memory. Because here is a special bullet that we say Migel Aftur and Shvuye, inasmuch as the whole Shvuye is only not. So anyway, this is then the Rimiga Shmokir for the Aloche of Migel Aftur and Shvuye. Now,
So then, how do that Hashem, but most Hashem Achilik and Meshit of the Midas, how do that Hashem explain the Gemara? Here the Gemara says, Omar Lebope, my malus is Yeshua Shomtim, Yechal Rachmone, Yechal Mishkarasro, Yitich Shem Yechovim, Yvon Meilom, Yechovim, Yechovim, so what does he want from Rome Bachome? Why Rome Bachome invented the din of Mike? Mike, that's one of the din of Torah Mike. Everybody agrees that there is a concept of Mike. So let him ask that Kashi, what does he want? What does he want from Rome Bachome? So I couldn't do it, Kashi understand. Because if not for Rome Bachome, so then we'd say, we don't say anything after Mishnah. But here, in regard to Sochia, since it is Shulim Rabbanon, so we can still accept Rav Nachman's memory that if Sochia, Shulim Eidim, Tich Shiochlim, or Yivon Eilom, Yochlim, or Yisratif, or Tadis Chor. As a Kule, as a special Kule, since it is Shulim Rabbanon. But what does he want? So what does he want? So that is if we accept the Ribigashite. But if we don't accept the Ribigashite, so then the question arises, what is what we want from Rome Bachome? He has a kasha. Let him have it kasha. So even if there it's also a strong kasha. Why should the Shekhinah take his way? He should be Nemo. Because of the media of Adam or Azad. So the Ram mentions the name of Abai Boy. It's a very long Ram. I asked you to go over there. So he said, so the Ram in the name of Habayim, there's the Ram, that's that Chobov. Chobov, it starts Chobov on the Dalet, in the Rit, which was, rest there. And it continues into the next one, and that Chobov, the very long Ram. And then he mentions the name, and that Ram is really expressive of the Shita of Moshe Shem. Of Moshe Shem, Rambam, Rambam, and before, the Ram himself. So, but the Shita is the Shita of Rabbi Boy. So he explains it. Rabbi Boy explains the Psalms. Rabbi Boy Shita is that we do say in the last of the Mishnah. We do say in the last of the Mishnah. So then the question is, what does Rabbi want from Rabbi Bachome? He has a kashe. Why Shua is Hashomrim? Why is there such a thing? Shua is Hashomrim. Every shame that we said, Nemesu should be Nemesu. But in every Kashi, what does he want? From one Mahomet. So he said as follows. Of course, there is a din. There is a din of Nige. But actually, this Nige is not a good Nige. This Nige is not a good Nige. Why is it a good Nige? Because Sochei Shalu Beidin, Mitoyach Shiyochulim Alei Mishaf Yochum Eilom, Neman Limele Ischaticho Vishalamti Lachoschocho. After all, the Gemara itself says that Balabai stole the Pe'alon. So it's very likely that Balabai is sincerely in good faith. He'll be there. Because he doesn't remember. Not that he is a dishonest person. He just forgets. So Mele, what kind of Nige is it? It's a Nige the Hosea. In other words, if the Balabai says, Nosati Lachoschocho, so then, maybe the Rabbi sees a liar, but he doesn't want to say time that it will be obvious that he's a liar. If he would say to the Sochel, I don't know you, I never met you, I never saw you before, what will the Sochel think of the Rabbi? He's a crook. He's a gallop. How does the Rabbi forget that he engaged Mashenke, if he says, true, I engaged you, you are a wonderful worker, but I paid you already. I paid you. So then, the Rabbi thinks, even if he does it intentionally, even if I'm intentionally, so he thinks the Sochi will be Muhammad in the capsules. And the Sochi will say, well, poor Rabbi is so involved in his work, he doesn't even remember. So in other words, this Daniel, the Sakhal of Shoko, does not require hoodsticking. Mashinki, the Daniel is Hatikha Beira. I don't know you, I never engage you. That requires a lot of hoodsticking. So it's a Nigga Hose. So it's not a good Nigga. So, but, so Rabbi says,
So, but if Rabbi can accept Rabbi Nachman's memory that if Sochei Shalei Beidin Miteich Yochalim Alei Tzchatichon Leilo Yochalim Alei Tzchatichon Satnoscho, even though the Nige is a Nige de Hose, Nige de Hose generally speaking is not a good Nige, but since here it's Nige de Rabbanon Nishla B'nei Teil, so the Meile de Chachomim will make you in this case, even when the Nige is a relatively feeble Nige, because it's a Nige de Hose, but still in regard to this Shwe de Rabbanon, so we rely even on this relatively weak Nige. Machine, can you come back home? You say, come and mild you say, Hoshmaitse. Come and mild you say, Hoshmaitse. So you consider that Nige as a good Nige. And it's merit. Not because in regard to the Rabbon, so the Chachomi made a special dispensation, a special good. No, but it's a good Nige on the basis of the general principle of Nige, even though it's a Nige de Hose. So if you consider Nige de Hose as a good Nige, if you consider Nige de Hose as a good Nige, so then the question arises, why does a Shemer, who says then, so have to swear, he had another time. He had another time that Roy Paul Mayor. So Bishwa, I don't